Hi there. It's your fourth lesson of intuitive, that's a new word, intuitive animal communication level four. No matter how advanced or experienced you might be as an animal communicator, you're always going to have blocks and challenging situations. And I'm going to give you something that I didn't have another psychic or medium give me, some tools that I think will help you to be able to get through those challenges and to get through the blocks. The first thing that a lot of people wouldn't think about doing, especially if they were working as a full-time animal communicator, psychic, medium, or healer, is to step away and take a break. That's exactly what I have done several times throughout my career as a psychic, medium, and animal communicator. Sometimes you have to step away and you have to completely shut off all things psychic or supernatural. You have to shift and move away from this feeling of constantly connecting with spirit, constantly being of need and of service. There has to be a place that you get to where you can kind of shut it off. And I understand, obviously, this is who you are. You communicate with animals, that's what you do. Whether you're a psychic, a medium, a healer, a shaman, doesn't matter. The point is that whether you shut it off or not, the gift is still going to be with you. So don't think, oh, well, if I stop doing readings for a week or two, this is going to go away. Absolutely not. You definitely are going to find that by stepping away from readings and taking a break and giving yourself this like moment to breathe, that you are resetting your system. And that doesn't mean that you can't be doing self-work or communicating with your own animals during that time. It just means that by taking a break, you're allowing yourself to cut some cords from some situations, people, places, animals, and things, and to do a major reset. It's like a reboot. You know, you can reset your computer, but you can also shut the thing off and leave it a minute. It will appreciate that. The next thing is meditation and prayer. I cannot say enough about meditation and I cannot say enough about prayer. Meditation and prayer are things that have gotten me through very difficult, challenging times in my life. I meditate every single day. It's on the top of my list of health and wellness. It's one of the most important things that I think that we can do to balance our chakras, to stay grounded, to stay present, to stay healthy. So if you're not doing it on a regular basis, but you are doing readings, you definitely need to be incorporating meditation and prayer. They can happen together, they can happen separate, they just need to happen. The other thing I would say is when you feel stuck or challenged in some way, it's a great time to seek out a class or to seek out further advancement in your career. I am always, taking online classes or in the bookstore, I'll get lost for hours looking for new knowledge and information. And when I'm in bookstores and when I'm gaining knowledge, it may not be specifically about the thing I'm looking to advance at. Let me explain. If I am really wanting to, sort of feeling stuck in my mediumship and wanting to grow my mediumship abilities and wanting to expand that gift, then what I might be doing is instead taking a cooking class. What I might be doing is instead gardening. And you think, well, how is gardening going to help that? Well, because if I'm feeding my spirit with something else while I'm gardening or while I'm cooking or while I'm discovering something else, I might be reading a book about Christopher Columbus. But while I'm reading and studying Christopher Columbus, what I'm doing is I'm allowing my mediumship to come through in a different way. I'm allowing my intuition as I'm cooking to connect with herbs and vegetables and the energy of Mother Earth. And I'll use that ability in my mediumship. A smell of cinnamon, a taste of a tart, peach pie or apple pie, those things can incorporate in a different way into my mediumship abilities. So it's thinking outside the box. It's if you want to change things, especially in your business, yes, it's great to go look at other business models that are in the same field, but it's also great to go look at outside, like what are other businesses that have nothing to do with mine? What is their niche? What are they doing? How are they advancing? How are they moving through any challenging situations? The other thing when you're stuck or challenged is a total cleanse of space and energy. This is when you do an absolute deep cleaning. You move everything around. You get in every nook and cranny. You vacuum behind things. You wipe things down. You wash the curtains. You wash the lampshades. You just do a complete overhaul. Trust me when I tell you, when the outside space is clean and the energy is organized and feels that way, the inside space will feel amazing. Trust me on that. Now, since you're cleaning out your space anyway, if you're stuck or challenged as you're going through readings and getting into a difficult time, you may also find that a removal of toxic people or places in your space. Listen, you're going to go, I don't have any toxic people in my life. That's great if you don't. You may be in a place in your life where you don't have any toxic people. Or you maybe have living on autopilot the last few years and somehow you've picked up a couple of people along the way in your life that are not for your highest good. Time to gently and lovingly remove them because you always want to stay in a place of love and light. The next tool would be journal writing. And I've recently gotten back to journal writing for myself in a big way. I think it's really important and it's definitely something that has always brought me a sense of peace and a sense of healing and something I'm often overlooked because it just feels like I don't have the time. Well, it doesn't take a lot of time to make time for yourself. And by writing in a journal or typing in a journal, whichever feels more relaxed to you, it's definitely a way of processing thoughts. Seeking counsel or guidance, you know, a lot of people say, you know, I have a regular counselor. I have someone who I go to for guidance. I think it's important, especially if you're, an animal communicator that's working with a lot of health issues with animals or you're dealing with a lot of animals that are crossing over. It's definitely something that you're going to want to be seeking counsel and guidance about and talking to other people. Now, remember my rule of thumb. If you're cars broke down, you probably shouldn't go and ask a baker for advice. And you know what? If your cake keeps coming out the wrong way, probably not much the mechanic can help you with that. You need to go see the baker. So when I say seek counselor guidance, make sure if you're processing through something with regards to your animal communication, your readings, you maybe don't go talk to someone who's not open spiritually or who wouldn't understand. Seek counsel and guidance with someone who gets it, someone who will receive it, and someone who can be a listener and actually be on the same page with you. And last but not least, one of the biggest tools I use is to get grounded. Whenever I feel like discombobulated or vertigo or off kilter, which can sometimes happen if you've been connecting with spirit's energy too much, immediately I get grounded. Get outside in your bare feet, get in a bathtub, get yourself next to Mother Earth, get yourself out in the sunshine. It's just so good for our mental health and well-being, and it's something that can immediately shift that energy and put you in a different mindset. I hope I've given you some really good tools, but more than anything, I hope I've helped you understand that going through challenges in your life is normal, and going through challenges as an animal communicator is really normal. There are going to be periods of time where you feel blocked, you feel stagnant, you might feel like you're not getting anything, and I always say every breakdown is because we're going through a breakthrough. So truly, there just may be some shifts and things that need to change and need to shift around, and once you do that, you'll be back on target, clear sailing, smooth sailing ahead.